It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. January 6th committee voting to subpoena President Trump. That's right. This came out in their basically their last meeting. And of course, yes, Trump has replied. Why didn't the unselect committee ask me to testify months ago? Why did they wait until the very last, the final moments of their last meeting? Because the committee is a total bust. That has only served to further divide our country by the way, they're doing very badly. They're a laughing stock all over the world. So, yeah, there you go. It is kind of strange. Like, if you're going to subpoena, why did you wait so long? That is a good point. Supreme Court has ruled against Trump when it comes to intervening with the Mar-a-Lago files and a special master. This is pertaining to the Department of Justice requested 100 documents to not be reviewed by the special master, and an appeals court agreed with them. Trump tried to get the Supreme Court involved. Supreme Court said, no, we're not getting involved with that. Inflation rose to 8.2%, and core prices rose to a 40-year high. Youch. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Nicholas Cruz, this is the other big story going on here. Nicholas Cruz, the shooter for Parkland, got life in prison. They decided to not go with the death penalty sentence. You just heard right there, Governor DeSantis, very disappointed. Very disappointed. He says, this is a case where you're massacring those students with premeditation and utter disregard for basic humanity. You deserve the death penalty. So, a couple thoughts here. And if you'd like to weigh in, I'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. You can call or text 850-437-1620. What do you think about Nicholas Cruz getting the life in prison instead of the death penalty? One is, I'm actually not very pro-death penalty, just so you know. I'm not. Because I do know there's a lot of people who have been on death row in the past who ended up being innocent. Probably some still. So, but I have been for the death penalty if it's just a cut and dry case. Like, I always use like the Joker killer, the guy that went in and shot up the, like they knew it was him. The dude is seen in video, you know, everything. This Nicholas Cruz, you know it's him. Like there's no shadow of the doubt. The guy's not even, you know, denying it. He's saying if he had a chance, he would have killed more people. It's like, okay, we know that it's hit that person. Then I do support it. And what I also support, though, is what I don't understand is when people are like, well, we can't give the death penalty to people with mental disorders or who are mentally handicapped in some way or another. And I'm like, why not? They're like, well, because they didn't know what they were doing. I was like, okay, so you're telling me somebody who does not have the mental capability to understand the sacredness of life needs to live. That doesn't make any sense to me. To me, that is a bigger danger and therefore needs to be have the death penalty if they've killed somebody. Because I'm like, I've done a lot of volunteer work over the years with the mentally handicapped. A lot. And I've never met, in fact, most of them I deal with are full of love. Like their default's not to have a disregard for life. So I'm like, no. And so if they've gone out and killed and they don't have an understanding of the sacredness of life, then that should not be the excuse to keep them alive. But here's the other thing too. Nicholas Cruz, so he's getting life in prison. I know a lot of people are upset. And I'm like, okay, so but you're saying the defense was he doesn't deserve the death penalty because he has fetal alcohol syndrome and symptoms of fetal alcohol syndrome. That's your defense. And so I'm thinking, okay, first of all, so you're basically saying because he's mentally disabled. Well, I just gave my reasoning behind that. But also, okay, if that's the case, so you're saying it's not his fault he murdered a bunch of children because he has fetal alcohol syndrome, then fine. Give him life in prison and charge his mother with accessory to murder. What? You're saying it's not his fault? Well, you're right. It's not his fault he has fetal alcohol syndrome, but it is his mother's fault. So go ahead and charge her with accessory to murder, since you're, if you're just willing to give him a pass completely, then let's go ahead and go after. Yeah, see how ridiculous that sounds? Let's go after him. Just give him the death penalty. He should be responsible for his own actions. And then finally, I know a lot of people are upset about this, but look, you and I both know he's probably going to get prison justice. The guy's a child killer. And as cruel as you might think, like, you got this picture in your mind of what prisoners are like. They're still just dads, man. There's a lot of them in there that are dads, uncles, and actually, you know, they don't take well to people who hurt children in prison. So I'm just like, if you're somebody who was for the death penalty on this one, he's probably going to get it. Just prison justice version, not capital punishment. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the flies with Gracie Wolf and come back and read your texts.
We do have some slow traffic on Brent Lane right now. This is going to be just off of Palafox. This is due to an accident. So Brent Lane at 29 area, seeing slow moving traffic in the westbound direction. I-10, I-110 looking good. Typical afternoon traffic's on Pine Forest. North and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow. If you see something else, just give me a call. 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That again is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple of texts here about Nicholas Cruz not getting the death penalty, but instead getting life in prison. We've got, here's a text says, if this case does not deserve the death penalty, what type of case does? It shows a lot about where we are with our society, and I think it's sad. Yeah, that's basically what I was trying to say is like, if there's any case, like I don't agree with the death penalty in a lot of cases, but this is one that I definitely do. And it needs to be like fast-tracked death penalty. Like it shouldn't have like appeal after appeal after appeal. No. This is like, let's move on. Here's another text. Life in prison should be hard time served with no comforts. Yeah, hopefully he is, quote, taken by fellow convicts. Well, that's what I was talking about, prison justice. He's probably going to get prison justice. This guy hurts kids, hurt a lot of kids, and is really not remorseful for it at all. And so I would see that. I would be very surprised if this guy lasts very long in prison, to be honest. Bobby, it was ridiculous that this trial went on as long as it did. It was a cut and dry case, and he should get the death penalty. He killed 17 people. He needs to die. And they need a torturing to death option. Ooh, somebody's angry. Hope Cruz meets a prison dad who's serving 3 life terms with nothing to lose. And that's what I'm saying. There's, you know, we think about prison, and oftentimes we think about what's, you know, what we see in the movies and things like this. Look, there's some hard dudes in prison. There's definitely hard dudes in prison. But even those hard dudes in prison have like their moral code. And a lot of those hard dudes in prison are dads or uncles or brothers. And a lot of those hard dudes in prison won't hurt children. And they don't look, that's why they keep like the child rapists in separate sections in a lot of different prisons. Cause they know we can't keep them with the general population. And yeah, it's not going to go well for him. In fact, I think it's kind of interesting right now. One of the big buzz things that's going on is the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix. I haven't watched it. I'm not going to watch it. I was alive when Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested and that whole thing was hitting the news. And that dude is, he was a monster. And look, Jeffrey Dahmer didn't make it but a few years in prison. And they don't like people like that in prison. So that's the, if you're somebody who's for the death penalty, if there's any comfort I can give you at all, it would be that he's probably going to get prison justice at some point very soon. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Let's get top trending news with David Wayne over in the newsroom. I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got another one here. Says, so basically his actions were justified by his upbringing and his mother's drug addiction. This just paves the way for future catastrophes like this. And that's the thing that bothered me about it, is using a justification like this. And that's what I'm saying. I'm fine. Then charge his mom with accessory to murder then. If you're gonna say, well, it wasn't his fault. He's like this. This is mom's fault. Okay. Charge her with accessory to murder then. Like, it kind of goes about what we were talking about the other day. With these guys running on the football field, getting tackled by a football player, and now trying to sue the football player for assault and possible criminal charges because they got injured. Or the cameraman who bumped into the football player and he pushed him down, and now he's getting charged with assault as well. It's like, where's the consequences of actions? So where's the consequences of actions for the cameraman who bumped into the football player who had the right of way down in the tunnel? Where's the consequences of actions for the guy who ran on the field and disrupted the football game? This private function. And I'm like, the consequences are they got pushed down or tackled. And yet, the people who meted the justice are the ones getting in trouble. They don't make any sense. This is what we're getting here. They're like, oh, it's not his fault. He had fetal alcohol syndrome. Okay, where's the consequences then of the mom for her drug addiction, her alcohol use? I don't get it. Let's see here. I believe murderers should die the same way they were killed. They should release him defenseless in an empty building. Have a couple Navy SEALs hunt him down. Let him feel the fear and the pain. That would be very interesting. I didn't think we'd be able to get away with that. But yeah, I see what you're saying right there. And there's a lot of people upset. A lot of people upset about this. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, the Supreme Court rejecting a plea from former President Trump to intervene in the dispute over materials seized in Mar-a-Lago. Trump's team had requested the special master reviewing the documents be given access to documents marked as classified, the DOJ calling those records extraordinarily sensitive. State of Florida now setting aside a couple million dollars to help first responders that were impacted by Hurricane Ian. The governor says that money's available through the Florida Disaster Fund. And Bobby, a 21-year-old Florida Chihuahua, now the world's oldest dog.
Toast each sundown with wine. Don't let the old man in.
Guinness World Record says Toby Keith, yes, that's his name, of Green Acres won the title after the previous record holder, a 22-year-old fox terrier from South Carolina, passed away earlier this month. Owner Gisela Shore says good genes, a healthy diet, and a loving home are the secrets to Toby Keith's old age. He also enjoys trips to the park and going for car rides. I'm Michael Kastner.
So there you have it, Toby Keith, the world's oldest dog.
There you go. That is funny right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
I just want to know who's naming their Chihuahua Toby Keith.
Right, Chihuahua, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, our roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing delays. We still have slow-moving traffic. Brent Lane in the westbound direction in between 29 and I-110 is slow-moving due to an accident that we had. So keep that in mind. Highway 93 out Milton and Pace, looking good on 9 Mile Road. We do have an accident. This is going to be slowdowns in the eastbound direction off of Bowman Avenue. See someone else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next. Actually, I want to bring up one other thing. I was going to bring up yesterday. You know, we're talking about this Nicholas Cruz situation. If you'd like to weigh on that, you can still text us 850-437-1620. But the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is going to host a gun violence roundtable. Now, I know Mobile did this a couple years ago. I got a couple thoughts about this coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Gracie was just asking, who would name their Chihuahua Toby Keith? Got a texture here. Good answer. Somebody who either really loved or really hated Toby Keith. I didn't think about the hated part. That's funny. I freaking don't like Toby Keith. I'm gonna name this Chihuahua after him. That's funny. All right. Escambia County Sheriff's Office is deciding to hold a gun violence roundtable. This is in response to a double shooting at Bellevue Ballpark 2 weeks ago. According to Sheriff Chip Simmons, this was not a random act. These are not people that climb a fence and decide to just shoot the first person they see. These are individuals who had a disagreement, went there and approached the two individuals, and that led to gunfire. We counted at least 15 rounds, but there's probably more. Imagine if one of those projectiles had hit an innocent child. It's not too hard to imagine. It's horrific. So they're going to have a round table, and here's the people who are going to be in attendance. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, Florida House District and House Representatives, State Attorney General, District County Commissioners, even the mayor. You know who's missing? Gang leaders. Debate is going to be October 24th. It's the only debate between Governor DeSantis and Congressman Charlie Crist, and News Radio is going to be carrying it live. It'll be at 6 p.m. That'll be Monday, October 24th, so we'll cut the show a little bit early in order to carry the gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist, so looking forward to that one. And then also we're going to be carrying on October 20th, so before that, 4 days before that, Rally 2022 on WSRE. We're going to simulcast it right here on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 95.3, and of course streaming. And so that'll be October 20th. That begins actually at 7 o'clock. So a couple of candidate, and so Rally 2022, by the way, is a candidate forum for U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate Districts 1 and 2, and Florida House Districts 1 and 2. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I was just sharing this story about Escambia County Sheriff's Office is going to host a gun violence roundtable with local and state officials. So the people who are going to be attending this gun violence roundtable are going to be Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, Florida District 1 Senator Doug Broxson, Florida House Representative District 1 Michelle Saltzman, Florida House District 2 Alex Andrade, State Attorney General Ginger Bowden Madden, District 1 County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, District 2 County Commissioner Mike Kohler, District 3 County Commissioner Lumen May, District 4 Commissioner Robert Bender, City of Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, District 7 Mayor-elect D.C. Reeves, District 7 Pensacola City Council Member Delarian Wiggins, Pensacola Chief of Police Eric Randall, and Pastor of Great Little Rock Baptist Church Lonnie Davis Wesley. All right, so who's missing in this group of people for this gun violence roundtable going to address gun violence in our community. Gang leaders, that's who's missing. The gang leaders, the ones that the actual shootings are happening from. So what is it that any of the county commissioners, Florida House representatives, what are these people going to do to stop the violence that's happening in the gangs in our community? I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think these gun violence roundtables are stupid. Everybody there is like, we need to stop gun violence. They're like, yep, me too. I'm like, will you stop doing violence? Yep, I'll stop it if you stop it. Yep, I'll stop it too. All right, good. Hey, everybody high five and give each other a hug and let's sing kumbaya. We're not going to be violent with each other. Great. You guys aren't the problem. You need to be figuring out how you're going to get the people who, the gangs and stuff that are the ones that are doing the shootings and everything. How are you going to address it with them? How are you going to get them to get in a room together and sing kumbaya and hug each other? I mean, is that what the point of this roundtable is going to be? Is trying to figure out how you're going to address? I don't like them. They never accomplish anything. It's basically a bunch of people around the room going, we need to stop this. Like, yep, I agree. What are we going to do? Well, we can't really stop it because we can't really stop the gangs. So let's go ahead and just make sure we ramp up security more, have more police presence. And one of the things they're upset about is that nobody's turning the suspects in. Yeah, because they don't trust you. And these are part of gangs. This is gang-related activity. They're like, it's none of your business. The gangs are handling their stuff right now. And they're like, well, it is our business because you're shooting stuff in public and you could hurt somebody innocent. And they're like, yeah, we know. We live in this. You don't. I don't even know what to tell you. Like, I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm just saying these kinds of gun violence roundtables, you're not having the right people at the table. That's all I'm saying. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you real quick. The January 6th committee has voted to subpoena Donald Trump. And of course, he's pretty upset about it. Supreme Court, in the meantime, has ruled against Trump in intervening with the special master and the Mar-a-Lago situation. And inflation rose to 8.2%. Core prices have hit a 40-year high.
Here's your sports hit.
Actually, I meant to tell you about Christina Leavenworth first, then I'll get to your sports. So selling your house in a changing market is stressful. And with inflation hitting the way it did today, with the 40-year high core prices, we're pretty much guaranteed we're going to get another interest rate increase. We're already approaching a 20-year high with interest rates near 7%, and it's expected to go up even higher. So it's pretty difficult to sell a house in this type of market, and you want to make sure you get the most money before the rates increase again. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in Pensacola. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. And she's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it and you pay her absolutely nothing. She'll even put it in writing. Now, why would she make that guarantee? Because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand, so much so that she already has about 100 approved home buyers ready and looking to buy. She just needs a house to sell to them. So if you got a house, she may already have the buyer waiting in the wings. Give her a call. Her number is 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, she will buy your house for all cash and close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money at 850-723-9158. Rinky Realty. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll come back with your sports hit.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing delays. 9 Mile Road, still seeing some slight slowdowns at Bowman Avenue. You'll see slowdowns in the eastbound direction. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, checking in clear, and our slowdowns on Brent Lane have cleared up. See something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, NFL is on Amazon Prime Video tonight. Washington Commanders taking on the Chicago Bears. Commanders only 1-4, Bears 2-3, and that's kind of the way the NFL is this year. There's not very many winning teams. Like, even the teams that are winning, they're just 3-2. Like, it's just very, very close. NBA preseason, 6 o'clock, Memphis against Detroit on NBA TV. And then NFL college football begins at 6 o'clock on FS1 with Baylor against West Virginia. And then at 6 o'clock on ESPN, Temple takes on Central Florida, and at 6:30 is oh, what is that team? Morgan against North Carolina Central University. Major League Baseball, top of the ninth inning right now. Seattle Mariners trying to catch up to the Astros right now. They're down two runs. That game is on TBS. It just started the ninth inning. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock, and there's a whole lot of games on there, including the Florida Panthers taking on the Islanders at 6:30 on ESPN Plus. And I believe the Tampa Bay Lightning are not playing on there. Yeah, they're off. In sports news, Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Commanders, doesn't think that he'll get voted out by the owners because he has too much dirt on Roger Goodell and the other owners. Oh, boy. Tom Brady on the roughing the passer penalty says, look, I miss throws. Refs miss calls. According to a report, Carson Wentz is dealing with a biceps tendon strain, so he may not play in the game tonight. Aaron Rodgers missed practice due to a thumb injury, but said he should be fine by Sunday. Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson, his shoulder is getting better every day. ALDS Game 2 between the Guardians and the Yankees has been postponed until Friday. University of Memphis has finalized an extension with their basketball coach, Anthony Hardaway, through 2028. Phil Mickelson says the LIV is on the rise. The PGA Tour is declining. And I love this story. Qatar World Cup is going to have zones for fans to sober up. If fans become too unruly, they'll just take them to a sobering up zone, let them get sobered up, and then they can go back to their seat during the World Cup. So that's kind of funny. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So Florida, according to this report from the state of Florida, the Department of Education, we have the Florida Parental Rights in Education Law. This is the one that says that teachers cannot teach K through 3 about sexual orientation or gender identity. And so this is the bill that was called the Don't Say Gay Bill by the opponents, but it's called the Florida Parental Rights in Education Law. And in other words, for kids all the way up to third grade, it should be up to the parents to discuss these things with their kids. I remember when this came out, when this bill came out and everybody's opposed to it and stuff, a lot of people were opposed to it. They were saying, look, nobody's teaching kids, kindergarten, first grade, etc., about sexual orientation or gender identity. So this is all for nothing, blah, blah, blah. But then what we found is the opponents who really are against this bill started coming out. And a lot of them were teachers. And a lot of those teachers, even some in our state, put out videos saying, I definitely tell my kids about this because I know their parents aren't. And I'm trying to make sure that they understand at a young age, because the older they get, the more prejudiced they'll be, or the more that, you know, brainwashed they'll be. So I definitely introduce them to quote unquote queer lifestyle. That way they're familiar with it and are comfortable with it by the time they get older. You had all these teachers, and then you had other people who are not teachers coming out saying they definitely should do that because it familiarizes them with it, and then they feel comfortable, and it's all this stuff. So it turns out this is a big issue, and it did need to be addressed, and it did need to be have a bill. But what's going to happen if a teacher says, screw you, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm still going to teach it. Apparently, the state of Florida now proposing plans to revoke a teaching license for anybody who is caught teaching K-3 students about sexual orientation or gender identity. Yeah, definitely should. I guess under the proposed rule, if they do so, they'll face either revocation of their license or just a suspension of their teaching license, as well as other penalties provided by law, whatever that means. So we'll have to see what goes forward with that issue. And once again, this is just for K-3. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Then we got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for the quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, the first forecast of the citrus season is in, and it's predicting a big drop in the citrus crop this year.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is predicting a 32% drop in the size of Florida's orange crop this season and a 40% decline in the grapefruit crop compared to last year's numbers. USDA says the Valencia and non-Valencia orange crops will be the smallest since the mid-1960s, totaling just 28 million boxes. Farmers already dealing with citrus greening now have another headache in Hurricane Ian, which plowed through four of the state's top five producing counties 2 weeks ago. I'm Gordon Bird.
So hopefully those numbers get better soon.
Yeah, I heard a lot of them said they were devastated by Hurricane Ian and not even sure what to do to, you know, pick up the pieces and start over in many cases. So, yeah, there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Text here. It's not all teachers who feel that way, talking about the K-3 wanting to teach kids sexual orientation at a young age, gender identity at a young age. That way they'll be comfortable with queer lifestyle as they get older. I just said there was a bunch of posts of teachers coming up saying that that's why they want to teach kids at a young age and familiarize them with gay and lesbian and sexual orientation and gender identity and stuff, because they feel like they're not being taught that at home. They're not familiar with it at home. I'm going to help them be familiar with it here in the classroom. That's not even close to all teachers. Most of the teachers agree that kids that age should not be introduced to those kinds of things unless it is in the home. Here's a text. The police and the community leaders are well aware of who the gang members are. The purpose of the roundtable is to come up with ideas that will involve all the parties at the roundtable and positively affect the gang violence problems. I understand that. What I'm saying, though, is unless you have those members of the gangs involved, historically, they've not done anything. These roundtables are basically just pats on the back and, yeah, let's do a better job. And everybody's like, yeah, okay, let's do a better job. And then they move on. They just don't do any good. So because you're not involving the people who are creating the real gun violence problems. Top stories at FoxNews.com. It's my district. Democrat running in a tight race puts Nancy Pelosi on notice. I guess Cassie Garcia, they said that Democrat votes 95% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. but then they said yes, but then after that, it's my district. So I don't know. There's some sort of conflict going on with Nancy Pelosi and that Democrat. Other top story on FoxNews.com is illegal migrants surprised to learn about Biden's new policy. So I clicked on this story and read it. Venezuelan migrants are surprised to learn that they will be returned to Mexico under the Biden's new admin policy. So there's this new policy that only has about 24,000 people. It requires Venezuelans to have financial support in the United States, pass security screenings, and complete basic health requirements. If you don't have those things, then you're turned away. You're told to go back to Mexico. According to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he said these actions make clear that there is a lawful and orderly way for Venezuelans to enter the United States, and lawful entry is the only way. Those who attempt to cross the southern border of the United States illegally will be returned to Mexico and will be ineligible for this future process. So, apparently Customs and Border Patrol reported more than 25,000 encounters of Venezuelan migrants at the border just in August alone. That was up from 6,000 compared to a year ago. So it looks like they're finally might start be cracking down a little bit on the border. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. A couple more stories for you here, but first, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 looking good. 29 and 90 also checking in clear. We do have an accident on West Fairfield Drive, westbound direction near South Dakota Street. This is as you are approaching Mobile Highway, so expect some slowdowns right there. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze looking good. You'll see some spotty traffic getting to your lights right around Gondolier Boulevard, but Tiger Point is moving nicely, as well as 98 throughout Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, another top story on FoxNews.com is that Mark Wahlberg has left Hollywood and moved his kids to Nevada, to Las Vegas area. And he says he moved there to give his kids a better life, and it made a lot more sense for us. So they've got four children, he and his wife. And apparently they were looking, she wanted to move to Florida because that's where her family's from. That's where she's from. But he didn't want to live here in Florida. So instead of moving to Las Vegas, which does make more sense. I mean, he's still involved in Hollywood, and Vegas is like an 8-hour drive. It's like a 1-hour flight to LA. So he'd easily be able to keep doing his work there from Vegas. So not a big surprise right there. But also I saw a documentary, I mentioned this before, on HBO Max about Mark Wahlberg's business ventures. And it was filmed during the pandemic, during the lockdown. And he was going stir crazy with all the LA lockdown stuff that was going on. So it didn't surprise me that basically as soon as the lockdowns were let up, he put his house on the market. And so now he's moved his family to Vegas. It's Hit Bobby's Brain Teasers.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teasers.
But despite what they may teach in school, it's actually legal to kick the ball in volleyball. That's right. You're playing a little bit of volleyball. You can't reach it. You can kick it. Yeah. Then let's see here. Peter Cetera wrote the song Glory of Love for Rocky IV, but the studio decided to not use it. So it became the theme song for The Karate Kid Part 2. Of course, it hit number one in the Billboard charts and even got an Oscar nomination. And in 1960s, McDonald's tested a hula burger consisting of a slice of grilled pineapple and cheese. And that's it. It tested head-to-head with another item, and, well, the fish filet ended up winning out. So they ended up sticking with the fish filet instead of the hula burger. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.